Let's go. We have here a very big machlokas, the Rambam and Ramban, about the concept of what Shechina is. This is something that is the concept of a Shechina is something that says in the Shachanti, it says in other places, what exactly is Shechina? So the Rambam here, Mor Nebuchim, says as follows. Unkelus hager sholem me'oy b'loshoyne ibris v'aramis. Unkelus hager is, he has a total mastery of Hebrew and Aramis. Ukvar som ishtadlus b'siluk akshama. And he does his best that not to describe any physical attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol toy yotere akosov sheyavel akshamus. Any time that there is a title that might lead you to believe in Akshama, to explain it, he'll explain it in a way that is not problematic. So any time when something it speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing something, yosim inyan hatnua. He goes for Ros or Nivra. He describes it as a revelation of a created light or of some Ashkacha. Vihine, Tirgame Yard Hashem, Yiskele Hashem. Vyard Hashem, Viskele Hashem. Leoma Venochis Hashem, Erdon of Ere, Iskali King Vodin. Viz Erdon of Ere, Skalan Vodin. Vizenim shall be Firusha. So he says that he always explains any motion as revelation to us. So for instance, when I would say, imagine I have some invisible bacteria and I stain it and it becomes visible. So I would say the bacteria presented itself. What I mean to say is I was able to see something of it. So anytime we speak about a change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a change in the sense that it came onto our radar screen, it became revealed. Eloi says, but there's a problem here. Shu tirgeim, anochi eirim chal mitzrayim, our pasuk, ano ochoisim chal mitzrayim. I will go down. So he says, v'zadov mufla, this is a fantastic point. Yorol shem esa adn, v'toy pirusha rosan fi mashahim. It shows a tremendous depth of Unkelus. It opens up for us a very important issue in Nevuah. Being that the Maimah starts off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him in the middle of the night, in like in a dream. In other words, so now, basically, what he's saying over is a dream, not a reality. It's not a story of something that happened. We don't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down. We're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will go down with you. So he certainly said, Anochi Ochos. If we were described, that's what he says, Unkelus didn't just blindly have one of those replace commands on his word and say every time it says Ivayered Hashem Taichit V'Ochis Taichit Dizgale. Basically each inyan. So if we're talking about an event that happened, the only thing we can describe is Gali. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Anochayered, the right translation is V'No Echos. So things that really happen, he has to try to explain what its equivalent meaning is. But when it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, whatever. There's a difference between something that said in a dream or at night, or something that's said in an open vision.
Be'esher etzli,
Another possibility is ki unkelis pirish Elohim anema heino malach. It could be that over here unkelis b'chol feels that we're talking about a malach, not a kadosh baruch hu. But lazila hirchik she'emu b'na eches simchal mitzayim. And that's why it's not a problem to say I'll go down. A malach has, even though he's not physical, but we can say change in a malach. Lo'tarchik haminu aloikim hinei a malach. It's not so far from Shat. Kilo oima neiche shloach alei avich shaluach alei avicha a neiche shaluach hakel niglach meis el kaitzav zeh. So in all these cases, it's as if it's saying I am a shliach and so on. So the Rambam here says that any time we speak of Kadosh Baruch coming, Kadosh Baruch Hu doing something, some change, we're talking about some change in our perception, not the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He mentions here a concept called Kavod Nivra, that when we speak about seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, referring to Kavod Nivra. This is a concept that is really in the Psadia Gaon, and the Ramban speaks about it here. It's very famous, and we will talk about it here. Next piece. Umasha Amar Harav ki unkelis yosim inyan atnua gila shkinuas kavod nivra. The Rambam, when he says that unkelis describes the movement, changes as kovid anivra, Hine says unkelis mina kovid yivrach. So the Ramban is using a very cute turn of phrase. He says unkelis a breach mina kovid. Unkelis does not like to use the term concept of kovid. V'targem v'yer kovid Hashem kol ha'ida v'iskali kovid Hashem. You see that even the word kovod, he doesn't say any verb about it, any material verb. He simply says reveal v'iskali kovid Hashem kovid Hashem v'iskali Hashem. If we're talking about Malachim or about Shechina, which he describes as being a physical entity, so what's his problem? There is no such thing as Shechina Kavod Nivra. In other words, the Rambam imagines, and let's talk a little bit about this. This is something that is a big machloket. What exactly is Kavod Nivra? What exactly is Shechina? So the Rav Sadia Gaon and the Rambam understand that Shechina is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates to mark the spot where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to focus on. So when you have like a big fire, a big light, a cloud, it's some sort of physical entity which of itself is not of any significance, but it marks the spot where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to focus, or it marks the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. It's a physical being, a physical entity, marking some sort of emes in terms of ruchnias. The Ramban does not like that at all, and he seems to describe Shechina means HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself in a framework of interaction that we can understand is interacting with us. Like when a person sees over the Hashkacha, he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving him unnaturally and doing something and so on and so forth. Those are the type of things that he describes as Shechina. Let's take a look at Ramban. V'chas v'sholom, she'adov ha'nikr Shechina, ikav v'nivr chutz Hashem, v'nechpa yitzvah k'shecha sh'akad. Chas v'sholom is anything, an alternative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'prok and Rav Misifrei. V'tirgim im ein panecha holchim, im lesh Shechin t'chom alcha v'nena. He says, let's take a look. The Targum says, Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, if your Shechina doesn't go with us, we don't want you. Moshe told him, I have a malach. I am a vaca shelch imo kill bats I have void. The gamach shem a shem kol ba omle gam zav ze she bat esa mo she yachad a shem ke beinu te hach kan shkinta she benen ana ve kein tegem le sugla spana le lukhle mach sa ape shkinta ve loy ech sin in she so you see the thing that they wanted and described as a kodesh brocho batsim was shkinta he had a malach no good kodesh brocho says okay I'll go with you he says we want the shkinta and my kodesh brocho much said I want to see you he says you can't see the shkinta So Shchina seems to be very, very much a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. V'amar Yonos ben Uzziel, he says another kasha. Yonos ben Uzziel says, Brich yikard Hashem asah be'shchintei. That the Kvod Hashem should go up from the be'shchintei. V'ma kovet as a yitzar akasav etzam b'ar mitoi. If when we talk about kovet, it's a way of describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like when you talk to an Adam Chashev, you say, Kvodo rotze, Kvodo ze, Kvodo ze. So you say, okay, so we're saying the place of your covet. How can you say Baruch Kveid Hashem when if Kveid Hashem is something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If Kveid Hashem is that little fire that lights there, So Av Shom beYakov leitochen letang va no imoch, avo kisham akosa v'nashem nitzav olah, amasiyav. So he says, first of all, Shchina means the sense that God's Rochus Hashkoch is with you. That's one. When he said anochi achus imoch means that kaveyochol akolish baruch hu, to some degree, will be literally with us. That's why the targum here is mitargumet literally. Because we're trying to emphasize that Shechina is begolus, and that's why it says, "I will go down with you." So over there, Shechina Hashem can't mean the Hashkocha with Yaakov, because we're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu as the outside. It says Hashem nitzav olah. As opposed to, I am with you, Hashem is beyond you, above you. So, but Shechina and Imach is means the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding us and leading us. So basically Ramban's point is that Shechina, first of all, is Hashkocha, which is a sense through events that Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. It's not a physical entity. In the context of Psukim, sometimes we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as his self Kaviyachol, and sometimes you speak about him with us in the sense of Hashkocha being with us on our side, so to speak, and so on. And that's where the Targum changes. So I don't know really the teichen of this distinction. Well, come on, that's the distinction here. Okay, I think we'll hold it here.